Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie Superintendent Mark Schneider about the elementary study group. The school board meeting, the first thing on the list, looks like you guys spent 30 minutes on it, was the elementary study group presentation. So what was that?
Yeah, we had a last fall, the school board directed the administration to put together a group of people that included teachers, parents, and administrators just to take a look at elementary learning in the district. I mean, part of what prompted the desire by the board to look at it was we have three elementaries in the building and there's unequal class sizes among the three buildings. And so I think originally they were wanting to look at that issue. But once you put a group of people together, we actually took more of a balcony view of things. So for the last year, we've met 12 times, and each meeting lasted approximately 2 hours. We started off by doing a lot of research on learning and the future of learning and what students will need into the future as they mature and graduate and either go to college or go in the world of work. And after doing that research, the group created a vision of elementary learning in the classroom, kind of what do we want elementary learning to look 5 years out. And then after we did that, the group kind of settled on three things. One was, what are the great things that we're doing in the district that we need to keep on doing in order to reach our vision? Number two is, what are the things that we're doing that we need to stop doing in order to reach our vision? And then the third thing is, what do we need to start doing that we're currently not doing in order to reach our vision? Obviously, those lists were very extensive. And so the next activity, we tried to narrow that list down. Of that list, we came up with seven priorities on that list. One was to make learning more personalized for students. For five of the seven, we talked about options on ways that we could carry out those five priorities. And it kind of listed pros and cons for each of those options. And through that discussion then, one of the top seven was looking at ways to equalize class size in the district so we didn't have elementary classrooms that had very large numbers and elementary classrooms that had small numbers. And again, the study group identified actually seven options for the board to consider and the pros and cons. But then prior to giving the report, we narrowed those seven options down to six options. So now the board will take all that information, and at the first January meeting, we will discuss the report and discuss what the board wants to do with that. Obviously, the board could decide to do nothing with it, or they may decide that they want to study the issue more. You know, they may decide that they want to officially adopt that vision for the district for elementary learning, in which case we'll have a foundation to work with, and they may decide to adopt the seven priorities as a framework. Then if they want to discuss the options underneath that framework, they're certainly willing to do that. So the board still has a lot of work in front of them, and the process will take some time. And I'm assuming that the board will want to get more input from parents, from teachers, from administrators, community members. We'll want to get more input about all of the options for the framework and for the vision before acting.
What's one way that you feel like the class size issue can be addressed?
Currently at Mid Prairie District, any parent can send their child to any school in the district. There are no boundaries. You know, in the past, that's been beneficial to the district because if one class size has been large, then parents have been pretty good about, well, if I, you know, my child's in a large class and I want them into a smaller class, you know, they'll send them to a different school. So in the past, that's kind of helped equalize class sizes, but for some reason, that currently isn't working for us. No change is going to be simple, but it could be instituting boundaries for each of the attendance centers, and parents no longer have the choice of sending their child to any one of the three elementaries in the district. And so then through boundaries, you could dictate how many students are going to be in each class because of the boundaries. I mean, obviously, one of the difficulties with that is that the demographics within those boundaries may change, and in the future, you may have to shift those boundaries. But that's one option that's under consideration. Of course, there's always the possibility of going to attendance centers where all students in one grade come to one location. And again, one of the negatives about that, when you look at a district the size of Mid Prairie, is the amount of busing that would have to go on to make that possible. And is it possible to do that within the time limits that the law says that we have to transport students? So it's not an easy issue, which is why I say it's going to take the board quite some time to look at all of the issues associated with that.
Do you think that the board will come to a decision at the first January meeting, or do you predict
No. I mean, I think the decision at the January meeting will be, yes, we need to continue this work. It's going to take a lot of discussion, a lot of input on a variety of issues. And it's not just the equalizing of class sizes. When you talk about personalizing learning in the classroom, that requires a different mindset. And the board may want to get parents and teachers' input about that mindset.
Is there anything else about the study group presentation that you'd like to mention?
Just that I obviously appreciate the group started out with 48 people that were invited to attend. And obviously that is a very long time commitment, 12 meetings, 2 hours each meeting. I mean, we didn't have all 48 that finished the process a year later, but we still had a significant number of teachers and parents and obviously the administrators being involved. So I would just like to just express my appreciation for all of those people that came to all of those meetings and gave us wonderful input on all of those issues.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mark Schneider. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.